As proposed, the rates for the three city utilities would increase each year for 7 straight years. Water and garbage service would go up 2% each year, while sewer service would go up by 4.5%. City Council member Don Koenigs opposed the length of time for the increases.
I would feel far more comfortable if you were looking at a three-year period with modest increase and looking forward. You're looking out into the future a long way.
The increases are meant to help cover rising costs of doing business for the three utilities, as well as maintenance work and improvements. Assistant Public Works Director Chris Cotta explained how staff came up with the time frame for the rate hikes.
The capital plan we put together based on discussions with staff, kind of dictated that we project, some rate increases out, across that 7-year period in order to be able to implement the projects we were talking about. We could condense our proposed expenses into a shorter time frame, but then that would entail, higher increases to meet our goals. So we felt like it was a nice compromise.
Water rates last went up in 2008. That was a 40% increase. The City Council also boosted wastewater rates 1 to 2% per year from 2007 through 2011, and garbage charges went up 5% a year from 2007 through 2010. The latest proposed rate hikes are the result of a consulting firm's review in May of the charges and costs for the three utilities. Councilor Rick Braun thought the increases could be reviewed in future years.
If something changes or, 2-3 years down the line, and this is just not working, I think we could look at it again. This gets us started, and if it looks like it's going to work, we could leave it in place. But if it's not, we can come back and change it.
Councilors approved the rate increases in first reading by a 4-1 vote, with Koenigs voting against them. They'll need another 2 council approvals before they take effect and could be implemented as soon as next month. In other action, the council approved salary increases for 13 managers of city departments. The overall city manager, Steve Giesbrecht, planned to give the raises of between 2% and 4%, as well as some one-time increases for 6 of those department heads. Giesbrecht explained his reasoning.
Department heads had not received an increase, for the most part, until back in 2009. In addition, no money was budgeted for this current year for increases for department heads, so I didn't feel comfortable going over the budget. So this was my attempt and to try to make up for some of that, whereas we did do retro pay for the hourly employees. We did not have that budgeted or planned for the department heads.
The new salaries range from $58,000 up to $95,000, depending on the job and the longevity of the employee. Councilor Koenigs was concerned about giving raises and a potential impact for other city employees.
Coming up is the IBEW contract, and a plan as proposed will surely be used during this process. Whatever we do today within the city is going to be used to be reviewed by other unions when we come back to the table. They're going to look at what was your rationale process? That's my thoughts. It makes me wonder if it isn't a part of the call of the rate increase for the utilities.
The department heads are not represented by a union. Koenigs made a motion to approve only the percentage increases and not the additional adjustments, but no one else on the council was interested in that approach. Councilor Braun agreed with Giesbrecht's adjustments to the salaries.
I understand where he made his assessment on which of the department heads should receive, a larger adjustment because of the level of their responsibilities and also their past performance. I think it was more than warranted.
The council approved those salary increases by a 4-1 vote, again with Koenigs voting against it. The council also approved an ordinance in second and third reading to withdraw from the Inner Island Ferry Authority. That issue next goes to the municipal ballot for voters to decide this October. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.